Chapter 49. Bright Night 39 of year 3876. Marchenko's plan is really impressive. Gronov himself probably would have failed to get into the airlock. He might not have succeeded in breaching the hull with an explosive charge. One would not notice it from looking at this machine, but it has capabilities far surpassing those of a Grosnob. If he manages to get the humans to his home world, that might offset the cost for the entire expedition and save his honor. The production experts and knowledge scientists would kill for a chance to examine Marchenko. But he's getting ahead of himself. They've not yet solved the problem. They're still in a life-threatening situation. If the omniscience has really placed 9 locked doors between itself and its visitor, they can only hope against hope that it will veer off in the end instead of destroying the ship and the building, and the planet with it. Marchenko opens the inner airlock door, which requires some strength to overcome the air pressure there. The door slams shut behind him. With the aid of the cameras, Gronov can see over Marchenko's shoulders into a corridor illuminated by flickering light. This sector looks oddly familiar to him. It would be a great coincidence, but it is not impossible. He wants to use the right eye to look sideways as usual, but there's nothing there. How can Marchenko work under such restrictions?
"Could you look to the right?" requests Gronov.
The camera turns to the side while Marchenko slowly walks through the hallway. It captures the image of the side corridor. At its end, Marchenko has already passed it before Gronov can clearly see what is at the end of the side corridor.
"Could you go a few steps back?"
"Aye, aye," Marchenko says. He turns around and steps back. This causes the camera to be pointed in the wrong direction.
"That is terrible," Gronov thinks. "What kind of evolutionary trick allowed humans to survive in spite of the disadvantage caused by their physique?" "Please look at the other side," he says.
Marchenko also fulfills this request.
"And now stand still briefly."
The machine stops. Indeed, at the end of the side corridor is a door blasted off its hinges. Gronov zooms in on the image. It is obvious. This is the place he and Monaka must have been a long time ago. The corridor itself shows no sign of all the cycles that have passed. It looks as if it had been built yesterday, except for the flickering lights. There's a crackling in the audio channel. Gronov suspected it. He looks at the time. So far, this is only the effect of the atmosphere. He would like Marchenko to run, but he refrains from urging him on. Marchenko knows exactly what to do. If this is really the corridor he and Mirnaka used in the past, the life support control room should be located at its end.
"I believe you will find the life support room ahead," Gronov says.
"That room also contains the airlock that will get me to the right path toward the security chamber."
"Exactly. Back then, the omniscience placed its security robots in front of the airlock."
"And what is behind it?"
"I don't know. We failed in the life support center."
"Good to know. If the robots defeated a fighting machine like you, it won't be easy for me."
"They electrified the floor, and I simply ran inside."
"Without sufficient information about the area held by the enemy?" "A tactical mistake."
"I was stupid."
"You obviously survived."
"But Monaka didn't."
"Monaka?"
"Never mind."
"I understand," Marchenko says. "But how can you be so sure she's dead? Did you consciously experience the end of the fight?"
"You are right. I also found indications in the archive that she might have survived. Yet in my memory, I caused her death."
"I am here now." That went faster than expected. There are no 9 doors left, that is clear. At most, 4. The one to the life support center, 2 airlock doors, and the entrance of the security chamber.
"Are you going inside right away? I don't want to cause you any stress. We still have a radio connection."
"No. I need a pair of thick socks." Marchenko points at his feet. Very cleverly, he has the nanofabricators build an insulation layer. The electricity won't be the only trick of the omniscience, Gronov knows, but at least it won't work against Marchenko the way it affected him.
"Adam and Eve want to say goodbye," they say, whatever that means.
The camera moves from the door to Marchenko's face. The 2 humans next to Gronov move their right hands sideways. Marchenko returns the gesture. "Okay, I better start working," Marchenko says. Gronov witnesses him saying the general's name in front of the door. Then the transmission is interrupted.